prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Our radio.com sports station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. Does your youth hockey team want to play in front of thousands? You can make it happen with the Chicago Wolves Youth Hockey Program presented by Kia. Visit ChicagoWolves.com/youth hockey to learn more. College basketball last night saw Illinois upset number 9 Penn State on the road. 62-56, the final from Happy Valley. Ayo Desomo had 24 points, 4 rebounds, and a return from injury. Also in the Big Ten last night, Maryland took care of Northwestern 76-67, and Wisconsin beat Purdue 69-65. In Major League Baseball, MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred apologized yesterday for referring to the World Series trophy as a piece of metal. And at Cubs camp, Bruce Levine has reported that Chris Bryant is open to leading off for the Cubs this year. To the NBA, the Bulls return to the court tomorrow night when they take on the Hornets. Elsewhere, the Cavaliers have dismissed John Beilein as their head coach. In the NFL, Greg Olsen headed to the Seahawks on a one-year deal. And in hockey tonight, the Blackhawks host the Rangers at the United Center. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you are listening to Chicago's number one ranked sports station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. This is a radio.com sports station.
This hour is brought to you by Majestic Star Casino.
Say my name.
Mike Florio.
Get the name right. That's all that matters. Spell my name right or say my name properly.
Pro Football Talk and NBC Sports.
Getting Florio, writing articles about it.
NFL Insider.
Take a spin around the league. We bring in Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio.
Mike Florio.
My name is my name.
With Bernstein and McKnight on 670 The Score.
We always have football news, and Mike Florio always keeps you abreast of everything that is going on. He joins us now in the Alpamonte Ford Hotline, Alpamonte Ford in Melrose Park. You can follow Mike on Twitter at Pro Football Talk. He of Pro Football Talk and NBC Sports is here. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, I want to say I loved your baseball writing over the last couple days. Just this concept that
I got more.
Oh, you do? Now, well, bring it.
Oh man. Hey, oh, no, Rob Manfred is under siege now. Now he knows how Roger Goodell feels. He's going to have to go hide under the desk for 10 days because they're coming for him. He's the problem that this thing has continued to linger. He should have taken away the World Series trophy from the get-go. This is the most egregious example of cheating that I've ever seen. This is the equivalent in football of having intercepted the coach-to-quarterback communication system on every play, knowing if it's a run, knowing if it's a pass. Can you imagine the advantage that would be if the defense knew on every play in a Super Bowl-winning season, run or pass, every play? They should have taken away the trophy. The players understand that the action they've taken isn't sufficient, and he's going to be pressured either to take away that trophy or get replaced, and the next commissioner will take away the trophy. But I, in my heart, in my gut, I feel like that trophy eventually is going to be taken away.
Yeah, it probably will, and hopefully not by a commissioner named Rob Manfred, but somebody else, because I wouldn't mind that change at all.
Yeah, I've seen some of the sentiment around baseball is it already has been, that whether or not it has to be actually enacted and signed away, that in the eyes of the game itself, it has effectively already been done.
And that's kind of the point I think he was making on Sunday in very artful fashion. What's the point of taking away the trophy, because in the eyes of anyone who gets it, the trophy already has been taken away. But that's the strongest argument in favor of finishing the job. And the problem is, it's too late for him to do it without looking like a boob. But the mere fact that he came out and apologized for calling the thing a piece of metal and the blowback he got from that, I think that at this point, it's a question of when the owners realize that they got to throw this guy under the bus. I mean, they got rid of Faye Vincent for far less than this.
Yeah.
And I think Manfred is going to be on his way out. I think he needs to be. Look, sorry, it's a big boy world. It's a big boy job. And if you can't handle it under moments of adversity, it's very easy to guide the ship through clear, open waters. When icebergs start popping up and you direct the boat right into the heart of it, then it's time for you to be off the ship.
You know, this is going to sound romantic for me because I'm generally not that. But when you mentioned Faye Vincent, the one thing about him, he loved baseball. He genuinely loved baseball. And you can say what you want about some of these guys, even Roger Goodell, who could be just a complete meathead sometimes. I think he genuinely loves NFL football. And he might be obviously a highly flawed commissioner. But when you have a commissioner who's highly flawed and somehow just doesn't give you any sense that he has a place in his heart for the game and for the sport, that bugs me.
Well, and I think that's one of the reasons why the NFL has resisted the notion that because it is a multi-billion dollar business and getting bigger all the time, that its commissioner needs to be from the CEO industry, where you just go from Xerox to HP to Coke to Applebee's to wherever. And it's not about what the business is, it's that you are a professional executive who knows how to get things done at a high level and surrounds yourself with a team of people who supply you the information necessary to make big picture decisions. That's your skill set. They want somebody who is football through and through at the top of the sport, and that's kind of been the philosophical debate as they get closer to the point where they're going to have to replace Roger Goodell. Are they going to get a professional CEO, or is it going to be somebody else who has a track record of giving their entire career to the game of football?
Let's talk about a team that's won a championship and also been embroiled in a cheating scandal, but in the NFL this time, the Saints and Drew Brees are back for another season. I wouldn't imagine there's any surprise for you that Drew Brees is back, but what does this do to the dominoes down the way?
Well, I don't think it really affects anything because we expected him to come back, and he made a Freudian slip with us at the Super Bowl, and we busted him on it when we tried to get him to pick the Chiefs or the 49ers. He said, well, you know, we play both of these teams next year. We're like, aha! But I think he did. I think in his effort to avoid picking a winner in the Super Bowl, he exposed what he was going to do all along. What it does is it puts Taysom Hill in play, kind of. We don't know what the Saints are paying Drew Brees, and they got $21.3 million in cap space from past contracts that will have to be dealt with. So, you know, they're going to have a quarterback budget, and they need Brees, and they have Brees, and they probably already agreed before Brees decided what he was going to do, how much they'll pay him. We need to know what that is, because then the rest of the quarterback budget has to go to Taysom Hill, and I think they're ready to match any offer that another team may make to Taysom Hill to try to pilfer him, and then they have to have a backup who can run the Drew Brees base offense. You know, I think one of the reasons why Teddy Bridgewater started all five games last year when Drew Brees was injured was because you'd have to concoct a completely different Lamar Jackson-style offense for Taysom Hill on the fly. They need a guy who can back up Drew Brees, and they're not going to be able to afford Bridgewater. So they need to have enough money to pay Brees, which they're going to do, Taysom Hill, which they'd like to do, and have a veteran who can come in and be the backup to Drew Brees and step in if Brees gets injured again.
Just for sake of bookkeeping here, Mike, you said that the Saints would match any contract offered to Taysom Hill. Not a quarterback contract, though, correct?
Well, and that's where it gets interesting, because I could see somebody offering the guy between $10 and $15 million a year to be a jack of all trades, right? Which is nothing under today's quarterback market, which is going to be north of $40 million at the moment Patrick Mahomes signs his name to a new deal, whenever that may be. I think from Hill's perspective, what he needs to ask himself is, do I just take the amount of the tender offer? And I expect them to make a first-round tender offer to Taysom Hill. But if he knows that next year he's the franchise quarterback of the New Orleans Saints and they view him that way. You know, Sean Payton is not a master of gratuitous hyperbole. He's compared the guy to Steve Young. When I saw that in August, I thought, holy crap. And that's when I started paying closer attention to Taysom Hill. And the naysayers will say, oh, he's only thrown 13 career passes. I don't care. Sean Payton, one of the great play callers and play designers of all time, has said the guy is Steve Young. I'm paying attention. And he was the best player on the field for either team in the wild card loss to the Vikings, to the point where Paul Allen of KFAN, who does the Viking game, said when Drew Brees, on the play where Brees fumbled and the game turned back in the Vikings' direction, he said, I can't believe I'm saying it, but I'm relieved Drew Brees is back in the game. That's what Taysom Hill did in that game. And I think that Hill may just say, I'll take the RFA tender, and then next year, the Saints either give me a franchise quarterback contract or I go get one from someone else.
You know, I'll put me in the I just don't get it camp on this one, especially because his injury history going back to college is horrible.
Oh, that's the concern. That's definitely the concern. That's the big concern. I'm not concerned about him learning an offense because I'm confident Sean Payton will design an offense that will get the most out of his abilities. And his physical ability is at the freakazoid level. It's incredible. When he was just a special teamer getting started, they would play his film in the meeting room, and they would make fun of all the other guys on special teams because it looked like they weren't hustling. That's how much faster and explosive he is than the other guys who were running down to cover a kick. Back when he was just a guy who was playing special teams. So this guy's special, but can he stay healthy? That's the real question. You design this offense, you put him out there, and he starts getting banged around, and you're right, he's got the injury history, and it doesn't get any easier when you're at the big boy level.
What do you know about the room in which Tom Brady is receiving all of these teams? I mean, is this the television room? Is it the pool? Is it the athletic workout room? Is it the avocado ice cream making room?
No, I think there will be a throne involved,
sure,
right?
Of course,
at a minimum,
an
elevated chair,
yeah,
something, a dais of some sort. But there will be. Look, this is. I thought the ultimate boss move for Tom Brady would be to do a Reggie White free agency tour, which we haven't seen really since Reggie White. Peyton Manning kind of did it, and it makes everyone who's interested wait on signing other quarterbacks. Because there's going to be a land rush for these guys, but if Tom Brady says, oh, wait, if you're interested in me, you have to do it by my rules, and if his rules are going to be, you come see me, that is the ultimate flexing of the muscles by the greatest quarterback of all time. And look, football is football, but it's also a business, and it's more of a business than it is anything else. You sign Tom Brady, you're going to sell out all your tickets. You're going to sell out all your suites. The people are actually going to show up and buy all the overpriced crap, and everybody's going to have a Brady jersey in his new colors because it's been the highest seller or one of the highest sellers for 20 years. Where are all these freaking Tom Brady jerseys? Well, there's going to whatever team, insert the team, you put Brady on the back, 12 on the front, 12 on the back, 12 on the sleeves, and that thing is going to sell. And that is the aspect of this that is getting overlooked the most. It is going to be a brilliant business decision for the team that signs this guy.
Do you think he can still really throw?
I think he can throw. The question is his legs. And I was told this by someone who knows quarterbacks very well a couple of years ago as Tom Brady was approaching or turning 40. Don't watch his arm. He'll be able to throw like he does into his 50s. Watch his legs. Because the moment he loses the ability in the pocket, and he's not a mobile guy per se, where his skill set arises in the pocket is that ability to step up and step away and slide away. He's got that sixth sense where he knows the walls are closing in. And we see guys like Kirk Cousins who go deer in the headlights when the walls close in. Brady, that's when he thrives, and he knows how to get away from that pressure. The moment his legs won't respond as quickly as his brain needs them to, that's when he starts getting hit. That's when he starts getting hurt. And there were some plays this year, if you watch closely, where he kind of throws and bails out because he's trying to avoid the number of hits he's taken. Against the Chiefs, game on the line, 4th and 3, I think it was, threw the ball to the end zone, missed Julian Edelman. You watch that play, he had Frank Clark coming right at him, and he did the duck and cover as soon as he let go of the football because he didn't want to get blown up by Frank Clark. That's the other thing to watch. How much of his accuracy is he willing to sacrifice because he's just got to get the hell out of the way of a 22-year-old guy that is ready to blow him into the front row of the stadium and out of the game for good, possibly.
Mike, I was talking to people who cover the league the other day, and they brought something up that I hadn't really considered. What is the potential of a new CBA pushing off the start of free agency because a new salary cap might come in at a higher level, which would change teams' ability to spend. Is this on the table?
Oh, they can do whatever they want. They can delay. It's arbitrary date anyway. It's March 18. I mean, they can move it back if they want to. They can do whatever they want. And, you know, I have long believed that the start of free agency, the start of the new league year, was kind of the closest thing to a real deadline to get this deal done. The impetus now, I firmly believe, is the desire of the league to parlay labor peace into the new multi-billion dollar TV contracts. And this is one of the reasons why I think the NFLPA is trying, at the very top, the leadership is trying to get the players to accept 17 games, because they're going to accept 17 games in August of 2021 when a lockout is about to cancel games and cause players to forfeit game checks. At that point, the choice isn't 17 games or 16 games. It's 17 games or zero games. And faced with that choice, they're going to take 17. And I think Dee Smith, the executive director of the union, he realizes if we wait until then and the window has been blown on getting the maximum TV deals, because you're going to have ratings drop this year with the presidential election, you're going to have a potential recession that they're concerned about next year. If the window closes and the money isn't there, the league's going to take it from the players. They're still getting theirs. So the offer is going to be a lot worse in August of 2021. That's why I think they're trying to do it now. And I got the sense over the weekend, it really is moving in that direction. Not so much as let's get it done before free agency. Let's get it done so we can turn around and make a ton of money off of the networks. But if it's all going to get done in the next month, and yeah, let's say they get to the week before the start of free agency and they aren't quite there yet, I could see them putting a pin in the start of free agency for a week or two, or really until the early to mid part of April. They've got that kind of flexibility if they want to do it, to wait for free agency if they think they're going to get the new CBA done.
Give me a primer in how to look at what is being said about these various quarterbacking spots, because I know that there are agenda-driven agents who are very happy to push things into the bloodstream to prevent someone from going somewhere or to keep a spot open for one of their guys, whether it's Jameis Winston or Andy Dalton or any of the other moving parts. How are they trying to game the system with public information?
Oh, they're just lying. They're just flat out lying. The report from ESPN the other day about Teddy Bridgewater's market being at $30 million a year, I can guarantee you, there isn't much I can guarantee you right now because there is so much BS. I guarantee you that that was put out there by an agent who wants to scare teams away from Bridgewater so the teams will be more interested in the quarterback or quarterbacks that that agent represents. And I don't know who, but it's somebody who's trying to scare teams away from Bridgewater. Now, it's such a low-tech, goofy way to manipulate the process, because all these teams have to do is call up Teddy Bridgewater's agent and say, hey, you know, are you 30 million? Are you really? No, not 30 million. And I mean, the guy's started six games since the 2015 season. So I think there's a lot of crap like out there. Last week, the rumors about Matthew Stafford possibly being traded by the Lions. Somebody told me, hey, here's what's happening. You've got agents who are planning this, suggesting that the Colts or the Buccaneers or the Chargers are going to trade for Matthew Stafford to get agents to shy away from those teams so the opening is there to swoop in with your own client. I mean, it really is weird, but that's what's happening. It's already happening. Somebody asked me yesterday, is Tom Brady going to become a free agent? I said he already is, because right now the teams are making it known what they're willing to pay, who they're interested in. It will reach a crescendo at the scouting combine next week. And that's why, watch Tom Brady after the scouting combine. If within a week to 10 days after that, he doesn't have a deal with the Patriots, it will be time for him to build that throne and get ready to receive his visitors from various points from sea to shining sea. And he could maybe even wear a throne. I think he would look good in a throne or in a crown. Get a crown, sit on the throne, and get one of those big necklaces a king has and just let them come in, kiss the ring, kiss the butt, and offer him a ton of money to go play for them.
I love it. Orb and scepter.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, you got to have an orb. Yeah, I agree.
Mike, thank you as always.
See you guys.
That is Mike Florio with the latest. When we come back from a brief timeout, I have the first of two entries into the 2020 Charity Poker Championship that's coming up on February 27th. We're going to give that away. We'll hold one a little bit for later in the show to give you a chance at that. Also, in an effort to bridge baseball and football, We have a former baseball manager yesterday sounding an awful lot like a former football coach in Chicago.
Is that good or is that bad?
I'll let you be the judge of that when we come back. But we'll play that sound and we'll find out what you think. It's coming up on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The Text Zone is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com.
Babbel presents How to Speak to Animals.
That's a dog.
In Spanish, it's un perro.
He says woof.
Woof? No. Spanish dogs say wow, wow.
Wow?
Wow. More like with a G. Wow, wow.
Oh, okay. Wow. So that's a little chick.
Aw, it's un pollito.
Chicks say chirp, chirp.
Chirp? That sounds like a low smoke detector battery. In Spanish, they say pio, pio.
Pio, pio.
Sí, you do a very good pollito.
With Babbel, speak to your dog, cat, girlfriend, best friend, pretty much anyone in French, Spanish, German, and more. 150 language experts and educators designed Babbel to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language. It takes just 10 to 15 minutes a day to get conversational. Now, try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Dan Bernstein here for my friends at Aloha Restoration. Ooh, it's cold right now, and it's only getting colder. Next couple days going to be really cold, and then it's supposed to get warmer again, and then it's supposed to get colder again. That's just the forecast, but it means that your pipes are at high risk for expanding and contracting and bursting, and that's a no good. It can be a homeowner's worst nightmare, and you feel helpless. You don't know what to do. It is simple. When this happens, when you got water pouring into your home, as I experienced it, I knew what to do. I called Aloha Restoration. So call Aloha. They can help, and the sooner you call, the better. They respond right away when your pipes burst and water's flowing. So for water remediation, mold removal, or home remodeling, call Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, or visit aloharestores.com.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/me. That's 4hims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
I need a little Boost Mobile. My old phone is painful.
Without Boost Mobile, I got an old phone. It makes my life sad. I feel so alone. I'm switching to Boost, getting four phones for free. Your Samsung Galaxy's for my whole family.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get four free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Newly elected Hall of Famer Jimbo Covert.
Football is such a small part of your life chronologically, but a gigantic part of your life emotionally. You know, the highs and lows, you can't ever replace that in anything. You think you can, but you can't. Just your teammates, being around them, and you miss all that.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
I got to the field, and instead of going outside and hit BP, I would do everything inside which is not the same. You know, when once I go out to the field for the game, I feel like I wasn't ready. You know, I feel like I was getting loose during the first four innings, and I should be ready and excited to get out before the first pitch. And I promise you guys that this year is going to be like that.
That's quite an admission from a star professional athlete that he was used to taking half the game to kind of get loose and get ready.
Half of the you like to hear?
Actual game. The bottom of the hour brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Want to sign a one-day contract with the Chicago Wolves and earn a $5,000 signing bonus? Visit the Sprint store on Lamont Road in Darien between 1 and 3 p.m. this Saturday. Javier Baez admitting that maybe his work habits weren't all that great. Okay,
well, who do you pin that on, Dan?
Well, I think it's you obviously have to pin that on Javier Baez, but it falls in line with the narrative that and the reporting, not just the narrative, the actual reporting, that under Joe Maddon, so his laid-back attitude, his understanding of how and when guys should be on the field, this was allowed to go on with all the optional stuff, and he didn't require that guys come out there and do some of that work. And we know this was part of the philosophical differences that drove the Cubs and Joe Maddon eventually apart. So reporters tracked down Joe Maddon at a team function, and they said, what do you think of what Javier Baez said?
You know, the recent buzz at Cub Camp was about Javi talking about the fact that he was sometimes ill-prepared to be start a game.
Really?
And that maybe some of his teammates were in the same boat.
Uh-huh.
And that might have caused at times easier runs scored by other teams and them just not being ready. I don't know if you'd heard about it or not, but take a couple seconds. What are your thoughts?
Well, I never recognized that from him. He's one of the best players in all of baseball. I think 30 teams would take Javi. So I don't really know what that's all about, quite frankly. He's alluding to some early inning runs. We had some starters that had trouble early in the game, but he is one of the best players in the game. He's going to get even better than that. So whatever that is going on, I'm sure he'll fix it, but I never recognized it.
He said he thought he wasn't the only one, that there were some guys on the team that took advantage of some of the optional work and then were using some of the early innings to get ready for games. And then a couple other guys said, well, that wasn't me.
I would take a poll on that. So you would actually raise hands that they weren't ready or not. I didn't recognize that. I mean, again, if you look at our home and road records last year, it was pretty much our difficult time last year was on the road at night, which is a really awkward breakdown of the season. We were way over 500 at home. So did we have a different method at home compared to the road? I don't know. I didn't recognize that, but primarily we had a hard time on the road at night, and that's the part that if you want to dig into, try to figure that out.
I haven't heard any of that. I didn't hear all of it. I heard a lot about most of it, but what I did hear, I did not hear any of that.
Oh, now that's just mean.
Is it wrong, though?
I'm kind of thinking twice about some of the stuff Javi had said. No, you're not wrong to point out that Joe Maddon, if he saw any of that going on, should have recognized it immediately, dealt with it, not harshly necessarily, but even like, hey, Javi, get your ass into the cage. Do something. You know, I mean, it's a different conversation than, do your work, everything's fine. He's Javi Baez. He's one of the best players in the league. 30 teams.
We're
going to
have a team that's selfish and undisciplined. And we're going to
awesome. It sounds like
thanks,
a great
Mark.
Plan there,
thank
Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you doing that.
Yeah, and you can tell that Maddon, he takes that personally.
Of course he does. He should.
And when that's presented, he is hearing that as getting bus tossed.
Absolutely.
That is absolutely how he is inoculating against the attacks on his reputation as being too hands off.
Don't you think, though, that at some point, we talked about this yesterday, and this is kind of my thought of it. You have this conversation, right? The Cubs as a front office and uniform team and coaches and manager, all that kind of stuff. You know, this conversation over and over again that we're going to try hard this year. You know, we got Ross in
trying
here.
Trying hard.
We're just going to work harder, and we're going to work together more. And that's going to make us a better team because we didn't add a whole lot. Okay, so that fine, but that seeps into the conversation. That seeps into the brain, and that seeps into how you reflect your job last season to those who are asking about what you did last season. You got to remember, too, The guy that we keep on talking about in terms of a long-term extension that keeps him around and as a Cub is Javi Baez. This is new and improved try-hard Javi. Sign me to an extension. This is new and work and team exercises and stretch with everyone. Sign me to an extension. Javi Baez. Like, that's fine, too. He can position himself as the new and improved Javi Baez going for an entire season after an MVP award. I'm fine with that, but let's recognize this a little bit for what it is. There's some positioning going on here, and there's nothing wrong with that.
I need a number from you, please.
Just one? One number?
One number.
Just kind of a, all right.
I thought you were giving the number one. I didn't know.
No, oh, God, no. I would never give you the number one.
Why not?
You three.
One, two, three.
See, you get so self-conscious now about the numbers that you supply.
I've been told many times, apparently on the text line, that I only give a certain grouping of numbers.
Well, it's grouping. The number of the counting shall be three.
Yeah, it's three now.
Three is the number of the counting.
So I'm changing the grouping of the numbers.
Be caller three to the contest line, 312-591-6700, and you will win an entry into the 2020 Charity Poker Championship on February 27th at Galleria Marchetti in Chicago, with all proceeds benefiting Camp One Step by Children's Oncology Services. We will be competing for nearly $15,000 in prizes, including the grand prize. It's a seat at the 2020 World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. You want more details, or more importantly, you want to register, get your seat. There's a handful of high roller seats. I think we're going to have two. If we need them, well, there will be three high roller tables in the special high roller area where there's going to be McAllen and cheese pairings, thanks to the fine folks at McAllen.
You know, but I usually pair my McAllen with McAllen.
They could do that, too.
That's typically what I do with it.
There will be plenty. We are going to be eating and drinking with cards in the air, all to make sure that kids with cancer and leukemia can be empowered to take on the world. And that's what we do. It's a great night for a great cause. So visit CampOneStep.org. And I know every year we do this, the same thing happens. Every year people say, I got to register. And then on the last day, we get swamped with people like, oh, my God, are there still seats? So, yes, but I urge you, if you do plan to play, get registered. Do this now. Don't wait. I know it's in your nature, and poker players tend to be last minute. Oh, yeah, I got to do it.
Push the chips in late, man.
Right. I know it's how you do what you do, but it helps everybody if we can just get the head count and figure out all the food and all that. So go to camponestep.org and get yourself registered.
Hey, not to to go back to the Javi Baez conversation about his calling himself out for not showing up ready to play last season, there is a sentiment by many that is a soft thing to do. And when I say soft, I'm really kind of covering for some language that's I can't say, right? That it is less than, that it is not manly enough, right? That you've admitted this shortcoming of yours. I don't think that's the soft move. Javi not admitting to what you did wrong last season is soft to me. Avoiding it, dodging it, and putting off on somebody else, that's soft. Javi Baez telling you, this is the show over and over again, they said, we just want honesty from our athletes. When possible, honesty from athletes. That's nice. That's fun. It's a good conversation to have when guys are being honest and forthright about things. For Javi to say, this was on me and I didn't, he didn't say, Joe Madden made me not go to optional stuff. He didn't choose to go to the optional
stuff.
Yeah,
he didn't say that. That's right, because the texter is happy I'm not a Cub fan. I'd be pissed at a player for saying that weak bleep, LOL. And he didn't make me work out, SMH.
No.
He never said that.
No, that's not what he said.
No, he didn't. He never said that. He never said that he wasn't pushed enough or he wasn't, the external motivation wasn't there. He owned it.
And you know what it is, too? I heard Shep talking about it with Mac and Spiegs yesterday. And Shep's you are absolutely right to be upset. If you're a Cubs fan, you're upset with Javi Baez for not bringing 100% to the game every single day. Fair.
Yeah, he'd be mad. He wants you.
100%
fair. He's telling you to feel that way.
You're damn right he is. So you could be upset with him there. But I think that there is, whether it's a begrudging sense of acknowledgement or at least maybe a soft hat tip, for a guy to say something like this, to admit that, you know, I didn't come with it last season, not the way I wanted to, still had the season he did. There is, for me, a begrudging respect to doing that. It doesn't excuse him not showing up to the things he should have shown up for.
This is Ron in Dubuque on Bernstein and McKnight on the Score. Hi, Ron.
Hey, how we doing?
Okay.
Thanks for taking me on here. First time caller.
What's up, man?
Nice to have you.
Hey, I was just thinking about the whole Javi Baez, listening to you guys here. Great stuff. And I wanted to kind of put a different dynamic on it, maybe in terms of like the whole Chicago Bulls, Tom Thibodeau days, and what a hard ass he was, and he got the most out of the team that maybe overperformed based on his coaching approach or whatever the case may be. Maybe perhaps something of the opposite is happening or happened with Madden. Don't get me wrong, I love Joe Madden. He brought us a championship. But perhaps the hands-off approach kind of did the opposite, because I think we can all agree that the Cubs underperformed last year.
Yeah, I don't think the
cool.
Thibodeau...
Cool.
I don't think a Thibodeau comparison is really valid here, especially because the difference in the sports. And the Thibodeau had a different little sort of social pathology going on there beyond the tactics of it and beyond his how he pushed the players. Baseball's got a different vibe. And over 162 over 6 months and every single day, there's a different way of going about it. You know, Joe Madden will never be the tactician that Tom Thibodeau is.
No.
Relative to their sports. Never. Not at his best day. But nobody wants to hire Thibodeau because he's a loon.
Bullpen management and the ability to keep your guys interested from the end of the game to the beginning of the next one. For me, those are two of the biggest skill sets a manager has, and how he deploys them is crucial, especially when you're there for a long time. You know, Joe's talked about it. 5 years in Chicago kind of felt like 10, and he's not saying it like, oh, it was so hard. It's the intensity of it. You know, all the winning, all the expectations, that makes it harder. And he's not saying, poor me. Every manager wants that kind of sense. How Joe Girardi did as long as he did, or Torrey in New York. Like, my God, that had to feel like lifetimes spent managing that club. Either way, I think on balance, you'd say that Joe Madden managing from the end of the game to the next one for 5 years, pretty damn good job. Pretty decent stuff. And I expect that's why the Angels have brought him over, you know, as much as anything else. Bullpen management's the next step. And if David Ross can be the guy that manages and keeps his guys interested from the end of the game to the beginning of the next one, that's great.
Yeah.
That's a big skill set.
I don't want to relitigate the end of the Madden era over and over and over again endlessly. I don't think it gets us anywhere.
Well,
I think we're best served appreciating what he did. But like, he was the right guy for that team at that time. The right guy to take the pressure off these young guys who are all coming up together in a big group under the hot lights of a big city and a championship-starved city and the craziness and the emotional amplifier that Wrigley Field is. He was absolutely the right guy. The size of his personality was correct, and it fit. The size of his ego fit. Everything was just fine. But then when they tasted it a little bit, there was a time that they needed to maximize, that they needed to understand there was more. And it was enough. And when Joe points out, hey, we were those first 3 years, it was my methods. And then when it wasn't my methods anymore, the team wasn't very good. And he's obviously trying to say that it's not his fault the team was bad. I think it's a little in between. I think they grew into needing a different kind of manager. That's
right.
All. There's no villain in this.
No player has said, Joe let us down. And when they do, they won't. But if it does happen, then we'll relitigate the end of Joe Madden's tenure with the Cubs. But no player has said that, and I don't think it's true. I don't think it happened.
We have the midway coming up, and I have a longtime fast food favorite that is returning to stores, and I've got a personal story involved with this particular food item. And I also have an absolutely amazing surgical achievement. I thought this was fake, and it's not. It's something incredibly practical, but absolutely jaw-droppingly remarkable.
The Midday Midway, one of our favorites. Coming up, Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
Cubs and Sox fans, The Score's baseball expert, Bruce Levine, is live from Arizona for both the Cubs and Sox camps. The Sox had a huge offseason in free agency. The Cubs have a new manager. Trust Bruce to cover it all live on all your favorite Score shows. Plus, read Bruce's reports at 670thescore.com. Bruce Levine, live from Arizona, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for spring training baseball.
So who doesn't want to know another language? Well, the problem is learning it. I mean, if you could just flip a switch and know French or Spanish or even Russian, that'd be cool, right? But who wants to sit in a class for hours when you could be doing something fun? But now, here's the next best thing to flipping that language switch: getting the Babbel app. With Babbel, you can learn a language in just a few minutes a day. No kidding, just a few minutes. And in no time, you'll be able to speak another language. So if someone drops you in France, you'll be able to have a great conversation. Unless, of course, they drop you in France and you had learned Russian, but hey, that's okay, you get my point. Get Babbel, flip the switch, and know a language. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, wah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Connor McKnight here, and Sharp Vision Modern LASIK is now offering all laser LASIK starting at just $495 per eye. The team and the facilities at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK are the best in Chicago. It's why I chose them. You can do the same thing and change your life around. I had my procedure a couple of months ago. I'm seeing 2015. The results have been fantastic. The new lifestyle is fantastic. I don't have to worry about glasses or contacts, the backup contacts, running out of solution, or even running out of contacts and not being able to see. I just wake up in the morning and I can see. Here's how you do the same thing. All you have to do is go online or call and schedule your free consultation for LASIK as low as $495 per eye. The consultation is amazing. They understand you're going to have questions about LASIK. How could you not? You go into the consultation with them. They have the answers that you're looking for. That's what the consultation is set up to do. Softball season is around the corner. I keep telling myself that because of the cold. And it's going to be a brand new softball season for me because I can see. I don't have to worry about the hassle of finding out how to find the baseball on the field. Instead, I just see. Sharp Vision's price match guarantee. That's that you understand why the team at Sharp Vision is overqualified and not overpriced. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Believing is seeing.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/me. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/me. That's forhims.com/me for your free online visit. forhims.com/me.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
The first half or the second half, you know, it's they're two equal times.
Now, Midway.
The Midday Midway.
One, two.
Midway, the most important of the year.
Three, four.
The most exciting thing on the Midway.
Five, six, seven, eight.
Our objective is Midway.
9, 10.
You guys gotta meet me halfway out there.
So real, you can almost feel it.
The Midday Midway with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
The Midday Midway is brought to you by Nutrisystem for Men. Make a resolution to lose weight with Nutrisystem for Men, just like Mully from The Morning Show, who lost some weight over the past 3 months. Join today. When you buy your first month of food, you'll get a month absolutely free. Go to Nutrisystem.com/radio to get started. Well, Bruce Levine joined us early on in the show, and he says his sources are telling him that Chris Bryant is going to be the Cubs' leadoff hitter this year. Bryant made it very clear that he told David Ross that he is willing to do it, that he wants to do it. He thinks it's in the best interest of the team, that he should do it. And we talked about the dynamics of that and what it would mean and just his significance and what it does to reinforce Chris Bryant's significance amid uncertainty about his future. And looking at the number of extra plate appearances of it, now we just await David Ross's confirmation that this is indeed their plan.
So let's talk fast food, shall we? This is an interesting story. It's come from New Zealand. Rick sent me the email last night. Burger King is testing a sandwich in New Zealand with nothing but French fries. Apparently, they tried a sandwich. Yeah, it's a chip buddy. You knew about this? I've never heard of this.
A chip buddy is an English sandwich of just French fries on buttered toast.
So this is... These are French fries on the Burger King bun, right, with the sesame seeds and everything. It's got ketchup and mayonnaise on the sandwich. Are we in or are we out? Now, I know we've got some strong thoughts about condiments added to these particular sandwiches. But if you can change the condiments around, are you in for just a fry sandwich?
I was the master of the spaghetti sandwich as a youth, where I would just butter bread and put spaghetti in between it and eat it like that. So, yes.
Ooh, that sounds fantastic.
I'm on board for a carb sandwich. Let's do it.
Yeah, you know what that works really well with? Is like
drinking.
The Chef Boyardee or Franco-American canned spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah, that'd work.
On a sandwich. Mm. It's actually really good. We're going to England in the summer, going to London, and I was planning on trying a chip buddy. I would do that. You've had a Permane Brothers sandwich, right?
That's the
Pittsburgh.
I wandered around when I was covering the wildcard game out there.
Come on.
I ran out of time.
The real Permane.
It's like, walk down this way. This is where you're going. Take a blah, 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 blah. And I messed up the directions. And I look at the watch, because I had some time in between the game and all the press responsibilities. Like, shoot, I killed the time. I got to head back. I was really disappointed.
Yeah,
everybody says it's a good one.
It goes against everything I stand for, the idea of their hand-cut fresh French fries on every sandwich.
Right.
But you're in Pittsburgh. That's how you eat it. And I got the double pepper and egg. It's like the Lenten. It's scrambled eggs, pepper and onions, and melted provolone cheese. And the fresh out of the fryer fries on there on like thick Italian bread. It was awesome. It's awesome.
I mean, it sounds great. Lucky's does something like that next to the ballpark up north, next to Wrigley. They've got, the deli meat sandwich, and they put the fries on the thing.
Right.
It's a good sandwich, but it's a lot. I mean, you're eating a lot.
While we're talking fast food, the Shamrock Shake is back again.
Ah.
To honor the 50th anniversary of the drink, McDonald's is making it available for purchase throughout the United States starting Wednesday. It's been 3 years since the shake was last sold nationally. And in addition to the traditional green vanilla shake, McDonald's is selling a McFlurry version made with Oreo cookies. And both drinks will be sold for a limited time.
I take it from the horn that we're all really into Shamrock. They're fine.
It's a vanilla shake.
It's fine.
It's just...
It's green and it's good.
Yeah. It's. Do you remember... You're not old enough. They used to do something called the Arctic Orange.
No.
Yeah, it was another shake. That? It was like an Orange Julius kind of flavor. It was like an orange vanilla.
Like more ice than ice cream?
No, it was a shake. It was a shake.
Like a Dreamsicle shake.
Yes, it was like a Dreamsicle shake.
Sounds
and it,
good.
With a really racist ad campaign.
Well, that sounds less good. How do you...
See if you can find it on YouTube.
Okay.
They had a...
What was the name of it again?
The Arctic Orange. They had a man dressed up as an Eskimo speaking gibberish Inuit.
Oh.
Like, une arke ike une orange. And it was just complete gibberish.
Well, that's
and it was
great.
It was a fake Inuit trying to sell you. See if you can find it.
Is that it? This is what I'm looking at here.
I can't see.
It looks old. I'll tell you that much.
It was a guy, a stereotypical like Clutch Cargo Eskimo, just singing
Yikes.
Made up Inuit to try to get you Inuit. Now
You're not. Why say it? If you're not.
My Shamrock Shake experience. I think I was 5 when we ate a lot of McDonald's growing up. We loved our McDonald's, and as we still do. And I told my dad, I said, hey, look, this time, can I get a Shamrock Shake? And he's like, sure, because my dad didn't care about yes to everything, always yes. And I have the Shamrock Shake, and it's delicious, and I have my quarter pounder with cheese, and everything's awesome. And that night, I got a little freaked out and came running out of the bathroom because something that normally wasn't green was very green. And I don't mean like I don't mean a little green. I mean like bright Shamrock Shake green. Like the Great Gazoo. And
like it's radioactive.
Yup. Ah! Look at this. It's like, hey, maybe it's the Shamrock Shake.
Maybe cool it on the Shamrock Shake right. there, Danny.
And, or maybe McDonald's had to learn to maybe not have the nuclear food coloring.
Right.
My guess is it's probably a little bit more digestible, biodegradable. They figured something out. Yeah. Maybe this is a warning that if this happens to you or if this happens to your children, just know we've been there before.
So we know that robots are taking our jobs everywhere, and they're taking umpires' jobs. But I was reading this I had the push thing come up on the old phone. It was a Time Magazine article online, of course. And it reads like this. Did you know about this? The 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo? Are you ready for robots to descend and take over the world's biggest sports event this year?
What?
Organizers of the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo at least want them to be part of the action at this year's games. You will see robots doing all kinds of things, from retrieving javelins and shot puts to bringing drinks to spectators and helping attendees with disabilities get to the accessible seating areas.
Okay, that's cool. Retrieving a javelin retrieving robot?
Toyota has partnered with the Tokyo Organizing Committee of the Olympic and Paralympic Games for the Tokyo 2020 Robot Project, an initiative to highlight Japanese technological innovation. Some robots will help out sporting events. Others going to help and be cute and greet children and get people into the games and stuff like that. But robots are going to be heavily involved in the 2020 Tokyo Games. They're going to run out and go get the javelin and stuff. That's really cool.
We're going to be not far then from tennis ball boys and ball girls being robots, right?
Oh, that'll kill some of the enjoyment, because those kids going back and forth, that's part of watching tennis for me.
Okay. I mean, just I think that once this application works, I'm kind of rooting for them to fail.
For the robots?
Yeah, I'm rooting for good robot fail videos.
You need a good robot fail. Or a robot being hit by a javelin getting tossed. That's much nicer than like a field judge getting hit in the chest with a javelin. Nobody likes that.
Remember at the Vancouver Olympics, they made a big deal out of the eco-friendly Zambonis?
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah. These are all the
06,
yes,
right?
Yeah, the huge thing about the eco-friendly Zambonis. The only problem, they didn't work.
That's a problem.
And they kept crapping out, and they eventually bring in the regular Zambonis.
Get the diesel.
And it's Vancouver, so there's like one, you know, right down the street. Yeah. So they could just go get the other ones, and they brought them over, and then everything was eventually fine. I want to introduce you to a violinist named Dagmar Turner. A 53-year-old who plays in the Isle of Wight Symphony Orchestra and with various choral societies. This is a proud professional violinist.
Dagmar?
Yes, Dagmar Turner. She was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and surgeons did surgery to remove it. But to make sure everything was done properly and that they weren't damaging her ability to play the violin. Not only did they map her brain before the surgery to identify areas that were active when she played the instrument, they woke her mid-procedure and had her play.
What?
To ensure the surgeons didn't damage any crucial areas of the brain that controlled her delicate hand movements.
Wow.
This was surgeons at King's College Hospital in London. She played the violin while her brain tumor was being removed. They said, "We knew how important the violin is to Dagmar. It was vital we preserve function of the delicate areas of her brain that allowed her to play." Professor Kiyomars Ashkan, the neurosurgeon, said, "We managed to remove over 90% of the tumor, including all the areas suspicious of aggressive activity, while retaining full function in her left hand." So she said, "The thought of losing my ability to play was heartbreaking, but being a musician himself, Professor Ashkan understood my concerns, and he and the team at King's went out of their way to plan the operation, from mapping my brain to planning the position I needed to be in to play. And while they were doing it, she was playing."
That is science fiction.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
That's amazing.
So you figure she goes into it planning the piece she's going to play, you know, during surgery, right?
No, they don't spring it on her.
Yeah, right?
Right.
Give me a couple bars of, I don't know, she wore a yellow ribbon. Right. Whatever you want to play, it doesn't matter to me. That's really cool.
See, what I would wonder, though, as you bring that up, I hadn't quite thought of it. Would certain pieces of music rely on different aspects of a human brain, depending on how
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
I think so.
Okay.
because I mean, I've done like real basic level, like looking into that when I was a music major, and it's more just music affects this part of the brain. It's not necessarily this type versus this type versus this type.
I just know that every brain is different, and so much of the science is not understood as to how we construct the pathways to figure out rhythm versus tone versus, you know, how we hear things. But that's just
how can Parkins not understand what a note is?
I know. It's just like, how can a whole...
Wait.
I'll never understand that Parkins just doesn't
Well, it's not even
care
that.
Care about
the,
music.
The attempting to sing.
Well, that's a disaster. And I get that. That's fine. You could be tone deaf. He takes it to a different level. He doesn't get what a note is?
Well, in his singing, like, I was in there for a couple of those sessions when they were recording the Mitch album, and Spiegel would sing something to him. And it, like, wasn't even close.
I respect the hell out of him for trying. For putting that out there.
See, I thought it was more, it's more his, that he just doesn't want to care about any kind of music.
Well, it's that too. Like, right? I have a similar problem singing. Like, when I was a music major, they would play one note and be like, this is do, play, and then sing this progression of notes. I could hear it correctly in my head, but then getting it from my head to my mouth was an issue. Mm-hmm. Oh. Also works with speaking.
That is the Midday Midway. We do it every day here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. A lot of baseball to start out. Let's talk some hoops when we come back.
Some baseball, some football. We still have some giveaways. We have another poker entry to give away. We've got a pair of tickets to see The Masked Singer and a pair of sweet tickets to see Monster Jam Triple Threat 3. That is all going to be given away in the next hour. But next up, it's going to be Ryan McDonough, the Radio.com Sports NBA Insider. We're going to interview him for the Bulls GM job.
That's next. Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Bear Kyle Long talked to the Score's Mac and Parkins show.
What is the source of that disconnect between the Mitch that you guys know and the Mitch that the media and fans know?
I think it's not a Mitch conversation as much as it's a spotlight and a quarterback conversation. And to be honest with you, a Chicago thing. The quarterback position has been a polarizing one in this town for a very, very long time.
Hear Kyle Long's entire interview with the Mac and Parkins show at 670thescore.com.
Babbel presents How to Speak to Animals.
That's a dog.
In Spanish, it's un perro.
He says woof.
Woof? No. Spanish dogs say wow, wow.
Wow?
Wow. More like with a G. Wow, wow.
Oh, okay. Wow. So that's a little chick.
Aw, it's un pollito.
Chicks say chirp, chirp.
Chirp? That sounds like a low smoke detector battery. In Spanish, they say pio, pio.
Pio, pio. Pio, pio.
Sí, you do a very good pollito.
With Babbel, speak to your dog, cat, girlfriend, best friend, pretty much anyone in French, Spanish, German, and more. 150 language experts and educators designed Babbel to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language. It takes just 10 to 15 minutes a day to get conversational. Now, try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
I need a little Boost Mobile. My old phone is painful.
Without Boost Mobile, I got an old phone. It makes my life sad. I feel so alone. I'm switching to Boost, getting four phones for free. Your Samsung Galaxy's for my whole family.
Switch to Boost Mobile and get four free Samsung Galaxy A20 phones on our super reliable, super fast network. Step up with Boost Mobile. Free phone limited to new customers and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com for details.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little pill that treats ED is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/me. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/me. That's 4hims.com/me for your free online visit. 4hims.com/me.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Always aggravated. A Mike Valenti signature podcast.
And what Roberto said is the truth. It's like people get angry. Like, if you're the same person and you've gotten up 2-3 times, nah, I'm done with that. Mm-hmm. Like, if you got to allow every person to get up once. You get one shot, one time.
I'll even give you two.
Yeah, but people don't. They don't want to. Excuse me.
Always aggravated. Get it on radio.com and Apple iTunes.
Thanks for streaming The Score.